Hello, one student, please.
Right, 120, please.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Local produce to local people. Quality, fun and fresh. Those are the aims of Gloucester's Farmers Market. There are three supermarkets in the city centre alone, but do they provide any competition? We began by asking stallholders whether they felt the threat.
Since a lot of supermarkets have recently opened, have you seen a decrease in people coming to your stall at all?
Definitely here, yeah. Definitely in Gloucester, yeah.
Well, people do still love it, but we have found a decrease in the popularity, and obviously it's the supermarket prices, and we realise that people are on a tight budget. So, yes, we don't see quite as many people as we used to.
No, I don't think so. People these days do like local, are going back into buying local foods. Still, no, I haven't seen much difference, to be honest.
It's not too bad for us because we tend to be cheaper than the supermarkets unless they have special offers. So we've got a good regular trade around all the markets we go to. But we're always growing and we're always getting bigger on the markets. So
in 1997, there were no farmers markets in the UK. Now there are over 240. Authorities at local, regional and national levels are starting to see the benefits and starting to support farmers' markets.
And what do you sell here on your stall?
We sell French pâtisserie and French bread.
Well, we start with asparagus for May. It's my first day back today. And then we sell strawberries, raspberries, cherries, gooseberries, blueberries, red currants, black currants, carrots, peas.
At the moment, there's not a lot of our own produce. We've got rhubarb, leeks, potatoes and onions, but they're coming to the end of the season there. So it's a sort of in-between
beans,
time at the moment.
Runner beans, potatoes, etc., lots of things.
It's all locally sourced from local producers. We get a lot from the Cotswold, from Collycut Farms. We've got DB Foods up in Bristol who have all Freedom Foods pork, so that's all free-range pork.
I make scones and fruit cakes, and everything's homemade. And everything bought locally, so it's all sourced locally.
Nick Brown, UK Agricultural Minister, says that farmers' markets bring together town and country in a beneficial way. They can help in delivering town and city centre revival.
And what do you sell?
Olives. I import them from Greece, the actual raw ingredient, and then I do all the fresh marinades, wash them and get them ready to sell.
And where do you get all this from? Do you bake it yourself? Or
We're a bakery that's based in Tewkesbury. We use traditional French flour and it's all baked on our bakery premises, and then we do market stalls and we also do wholesale.
Well, this is mostly grown on the farm. Our farm is only 1 mile from here at Over.
And where do you get your produce from?
It's all grown on our farm back in Hereford.
Okay, and what is it about selling here that you enjoy so much?
It's just fun. It's a nice day. You get to meet people. You get a bit of enjoyment from it when you're running around in a bit of a rush.
Meeting people. And I enjoy it, except when it's cold like this. It's a really freezing cold wind.
We find that we get quite a mix of people, but they're looking for a good quality product at a reasonable price. The artisan style of our bread seems to appeal to quite a lot of people. The speciality for us is our sourdough.
It's like the variety, I suppose, you know, coming up to a market, seeing people. I enjoy selling my produce more than anything else, and, you know, I've been doing it so long now.
I enjoy the people, talking to the customers, especially when they come and they come back. They enjoy the product. They say, oh, that looks nice. Especially my scones, they do really well. It's quite rewarding that you've made something and people are enjoying it.